Nothing moves on a TV screen. If someone appears to run to the left, it's only a pattern of signals that light up on the left and turn off on the right that makes it seem as if motion is occurring. You move through time and space in the same way as does the Earth in its orbit and the stars in the sky. Quantum impulses switch on and off, and a change of position occurs because energy gets excited a bit to the left or right from the last excitation. In reality, not a single quark or photon changes position in space-time. But doesn't it amount to the same thing? If an object appears to move, why not say it moves? In fact, we can't. The Earth appears to move around the Sun, yet if that were really the case, it would eventually spiral into the Sun and be destroyed. In fact, even though the Earth encounters friction in its orbit in the form of interstellar dust and the solar wind, our planet never gets any closer to the Sun or slows down. This is because every atom of Earth winks in and out and comes back with the same energy and mass that it has always had. The zero point, it turns out, projects the Earth as surely as a television screen projects its pictures. How does all this relate to the afterlife? Ask yourself a simple question. When you're watching TV, which is more real, the picture you're seeing or the station that's sending the signal? Of course, the station is more real, the picture is only an image. Likewise, Laszlo says, the zero-point field, Akasha, is more real than the visible universe. Akasha organizes and coordinates all the projections we call time-space, matter and energy. If this is correct, then we have established a foundation for several key assertions in Vedanta. The material world is projected from a non-material source. The invisible world comes first. It contains the seeds of time and space. Reality increases the closer one gets to the source. To put it in human terms, we do not have to fear that death is a vanishing act because life has always been one. What we most value in ourselves, our capacity to think and feel, didn't come about from entering the physical world. It got projected into the physical world from a source. The zero-point field, that is the root of consciousness, extending back billions of years and ahead into the foreseeable future. Far from being a religious vision, this model explains the universe better than any other and gives us what the rishis and modern physics both demand, a bridge between mind and matter.